boy, how does that song affect your mood? Larry Mueller here again on the Ideas Network, and really pleased to have back Tom Wilmoth to take a closer look at some classic upbeat music and how it can affect your how you're feeling. Tom's the author of the book Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening. He's been a collector of popular and unpopular music since he was a kid. Currently a professor of English at Concordia University in Mequon. So great to have him back. How does music help you deal with maybe a bad day or to get you in a good mood? What song do you play when you need to get energized? I hope you'll join the conversation. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Tom Wilmoth, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you. Great to be here. Absolutely.
That Thing You Do, that's from a movie.
Wonderful movie. Tom Hanks, just a great movie, that opening tune. The movie wasn't as successful as it should have been, but that is a fine movie. And That Thing You Do shows up in there, and the band who does that, Fountains of Wayne, and they didn't get enough credit for that, but Fountains of Wayne actually does that tune. And in the movie, of course, it's the band that they're the Wonders, the Owen Eaters in the movie itself. But yeah, that's a fine song.
Do you think they did a good job creating that energy of the 60s? That's what the movie was, the 60s.
Absolutely.
Set.
That movie just really, I think, does a good job as far as depicting a band from nowhere, and they make it big, and they have the one big hit, and they make it onto TV, and the town goes crazy. And it sounds like kind of a trite old story, but it really works in that movie. And the thing about that song, you can hear it several times during that movie, and it stays fresh. It's really well recorded, and that's just a great way to start this show, I think. Perfect song.
Well, we mentioned, you know, we talked about with Shyla Morgain about how music can help your mood. And has music helped you through your life events?
Absolutely. Every step of the way. And I think this speaks for a lot of people, when I need to be lifted up, I turn to music. Sometimes if I'm not in a very good mood for a while, I realize I haven't heard music here, and I need to hear some specific songs or just get some music. Add some music to your day, as the Beach Boys would say, and it always, always helps.
Well, you put together a whole list of songs that you think can help put us in a better mood. What's the criteria for?
Oh, that's a good question. Sometimes it's high energy. Sometimes it's great vocals. Sometimes it's what they're singing about. As I kind of look at my list, I guess most of them are fairly upbeat tunes. Yet at the same time, I've got on here something like Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, which is not necessarily a high power energetic tune. It's just the beauty of the lyrics on that one.
Yeah. Let's listen to that for a second. What have you got that up there?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
You know, that just puts you in a good mood.
It does. That's not Bob, but that song works, no matter who is singing it. Just wonderful stuff. What about for you as far as songs?
Well, I tell you what, I like Bruce Springsteen a lot.
Yeah.
We got any Bruce Springsteen there? Oh, yeah, here we go.
That one, I never get tired of hearing that one, and that's a magic song. I put the list together, and I put Born to Run on there, and I say the obvious, but then Candy's Room, Because the Night, those are all, Candy's Room is short, and just gets in there and gets out, and Because the Night is, well, those are just great, powerful songs. Always puts me in a better mood.
So what are the major elements of an upbeat song?
Oh, I guess, If it sounds like the performer is having a good time, or if the performer is engaged, I think that comes back to Bruce as far as the fact that when you see him or when you hear him, it strikes me that it's life or death for him. And it just, I think, I think he understands his audience. He's gone through a lot of different phases, but it just, I think the sincerity. Country music would say sincerity, but I think that that really applies to a lot of different realms.
If you see him, just to stick on Bruce for a minute, I've seen him in person a number of times, and he's always, he looks like he's having so much fun.
Right.
And that comes through in his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's, well... There is a. I saw it was a subtitle of a photo one time. It said "like a rocker out of my dreams," and I thought, yeah, that's it. It really is just the energy and the quality of the music, and he's having a good time, but he's conveying it to the audience. Just I love him.
Let's hear him a little bit more. Pull that up.
Death trap, it's a suicide rap. That great imagery in there. Bruce, we love you.
Oh, man. I love that song. And you got to tap your foot or jump. Usually,
right.
Live and in person, everybody's standing.
Yeah, standing up, yelling, right.
You can join in. What about you? Have you got a question or maybe a favorite song that puts you in a good mood? Like it does for me or it does for our guest, Tom Wilmoth, give a call at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call. Pam in Richland Center, your turn, Pam. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to put a shout out to a recent song that's playing on the radio now, and it's called Have It All or I Want You to Have It All by Jason Mraz. M-R-A-Z, and my kids and I discovered it as like a theme song for looking towards the future and being positive.
Mraz is a trooper. I saw Mraz once, and that guy is really a fine performer. I can believe that you'd be interested in him just because what I saw him convey from the stage. I didn't know his tunes that night, but he was absolutely connecting with the audience as far as what he was singing.
And so this is a great positive song. Bam.
It kind of connects the generations, I think.
Oh.
You know, for kids, it was like a real mutual, upbeat.
Oh, thank you so much, Pam. I appreciate it. So, Jason Mraz, how about Cheryl in Conover, Wisconsin?
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
But what I always do is I go, in fact, they're still in the CD player, so this is how old I am. But I go back to the Aerosmith's Armageddon soundtrack and any Leonard Skinner CD along with Santana, and I put it on full blast up here in the North Woods, and I rock it. And my grandchildren just look at me like, oh, who is this woman?
So we got Aerosmith, we got Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner, a sad story as far as the accident. But Leonard Skinner was interesting because Al Kooper found them basically in a bar. Producer Al Kooper played keyboards with Dylan. And he said, I'm signing these guys. I know that the 4-4 rock and roll is going to come back. It was kind of out of favor when he signed them in about 74. But he said, these guys are the real deal. And Al Kooper signed Leonard Skinner, and a lot of people agreed with him. And of course, Aerosmith has been around for so long, you kind of forget about them. But those guys, they could get it done back in the day, and still can. They're about to start a residency out in Las Vegas, I believe.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. Those guys, how old?
Yeah, they probably don't want us talking about that. But
who cares?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can. If you can deliver, that's great.
Cheryl, thanks. Appreciate that call. Oh, how about Dwayne in Wausau? Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Good. Appreciate the call.
Well, I couldn't agree with your guest more about how music can pick you up, and I'm a big fan of The Boss too, and I love Bob Seger and Jackson Browne just because. They were kind of, I have an adventurous in spirit and love being on the road on my motorcycle and, you hear Against the Wind or Jackson Browne, Running on Empty and Peter Gabriel, Sudbury Hill is a great he's got a great sound. And
Bob Seger, great guy out of Detroit, and just, you know, the Bob Seger system and Ramblin' Gamblin' Man and that early stuff, and he got into the, you know, Night Moves and all these things, but I love that early gritty stuff coming out of Detroit when he's doing that, again, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man especially. Fine, fine stuff. And Jackson Brown, too. I know it's the early hit, but Doctor My Eyes, I love it. That's good. It always brings me up. So.
Thanks, Duane. I'm with you. Appreciate that call and your comments. And maybe Rich in Two Rivers, your turn.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rich.
For having me on the air. Yeah, I got a funny Springsteen story. It was, I actually booked him for Fairleigh Dickinson Homecoming University, and I had to meet him down in Stone Pony down in Asbury Park. And so one of the concerts they went to, because a lot of big bands will play in the Madison Square Gardens, and then they'll play at the Capitol Theater in Passaic. So it's only a 2,000-person venue. So I went over there, and I saw him, and it was his birthday. And, man, he played. He actually forgot the words on Thunder Road. he had to restart the song. Okay, so after 3 hours of excellent concert, they brought a birthday cake out, and it was a big thing, and it was his birthday, because, you know, and this beautiful girl pops out with a bikini, and he picks her up, carries her off stage. Well, the rest of the guys thought he was coming back, and they kept playing.
And he didn't come back.
Diverted.
He diverted. Hey, did you ever meet him in person?
Oh, no. I've never met Bruce. No. I don't sign up for contests or anything, but I did sign up for a contest. They had an XM radio, a contest where they were like, they were putting out the box set of Darkness on the Edge of Town. And if you were one of the people who asked a really good question, you could go to New York and meet him. And I thought I had a great question, but I didn't meet him. And then I said to my daughter, Cindy, I don't know. All I can say to him is how much I love his music. And he's heard that about a million times. And Cindy said, yeah, but he's never heard it from you.
Man. Tom Wilmoth, our guest today, a passionate collector of music since childhood, currently a professor of English at Concordia University in Mequon. We've got many more songs that we can play. And I see Jane and Tim and Joanne online waiting to talk and tell us about their music. What about you? 800-642-1234. Give a call. We'll be back right after this look at the news. There we go. A little Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Wave. Listen to that. That'd get your foot pumping a little bit. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Tom Wilmoth. He's college collector of popular music, professor of English at Concordia University in Mequon, and author of the book Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening. When we're talking about popular music that helps uplift your mood. So what's your go-to song when you feel down? Love to hear from you. Give a call at 800-642-1234. Now, you didn't have Walking on Sunshine on your list.
To my great shame.
Jill Nadeau said, Jill says, I've got to have that song. Yeah, that's my song.
She's absolutely right. And, you know, you asked a minute ago as far as what that's got, the beat, that's got the voice, the tempo, the recording. And even before the vocal comes in, you've got Katrina yelling, ow! And you think, yeah, she's way into it. And it's like, you know, you listen to some of the early Beatles stuff and Paul's shouting and those guys are having a great time. And again, it conveys. And Walking on Sunshine, just a standout tune. And Jill is correct.
Well, speaking of the Beatles, we've got one there, I think. Sarah, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. That's still exciting. That is still an exciting song. 2 minutes and 24 seconds of just, they get in there, hit it, get out. It's the harmonies, everything about that's great.
I want to hold your hand. Well, let's, I don't want to hold your hands, James, but I do want to hear from you, James and Grand Marais. Hi, what's on your mind?
It's a Jane.
Oh, Jane, sorry.
Yeah. This is in a little different vein from what you've been having. This is a British group, the Jive Aces, doing Bring Me Sunshine, especially their wonderful video. It just makes me happy, energetic. I recommend it to other people to watch it. It's an old song. But their take on it is something else.
Oh, thank you, Jane. And the Jive Aces, what about that, Tom?
Well, as she says, a British group, and I plead ignorance on the Jive Aces, but we were listening to a little bit of that song at the break, and yeah, that's a Bring Me Sunshine. But yeah, I know that tune. Do we have to pay royalties on that now? I know that tune, but I did not know that group. But yeah, it's one of those songs that, you know, if it makes you feel good, makes you feel good.
Yeah, obviously makes Jane feel good. Thank you, Jane. Appreciate the call. And Tim and Osseo. Your turn. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, yeah, I just would like to put a vote in for polkas. I've been to a lot of polka festivals and polka dances in central Wisconsin, and I've never seen anybody not smiling and laughing and having a good time.
Frankie Yankovic, he's the. We could not do this show. I'm glad you called in. We could not do this show in Wisconsin without having a polka reference, and that is so true as far as just the polkas and bluegrass. Now, both camps will probably come after me, but those are that's just happy, happy music.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Tim. I can't hear a polka, but what I want to get out there and dance, and I'm always smiling. Thanks for calling. Well, what about Joanne and Neshkoro?
Well, I like all sorts of music. I mean, I like the boss. I like polkas. But I guess my favorite is folk music like Pete Seeger, Arlo Guthrie, James Taylor. I belong to Blackhawk Folk Society. We have a good concert every second Saturday of every month, and that beautiful folk music. So that's kind of calmer than what you had so far. But
you know, you didn't mention them, but the Kingston Trio, always very, you know, Tijuana Jail or just a lot of really upbeat tunes as far as a group that really popularized folk music in a big way. And yeah, it can be very exciting. And they all, like Pete Seeger, they deal with very, very serious topics as well. But also the upbeat side of that can be very invigorating.
Yeah. Thank you, Joanne. Excellent points. Let's go to Susie in Scandinavia. Hi, Susie.
Howdy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the world would be a better place if every radio station played Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles every morning.
Why not? Sign on with it.
Yeah, you want to sing it right away as soon as you hear the words, don't you, Susie?
It's a wonderful song. It is. I love it. But I'll also put in a plug for post-World War II vocal combo music, like the Andrews Sisters and so forth. There's some wonderful, very, very happy, very musical pieces that come out of that era. And I find myself, when I'm cleaning, I like to put on the 40s channel. So I would like to put in a plug for that era. It, kind of the pre-rock and roll era is a lot of fun.
Swing. Kind of.
It's an interesting era. It's before electric bass guitar really gets in there, and so you've got a lot of harmony singers, and you've got a true bass in a quartet, and you're right, that was a very interesting era, whether it's with the vocal groups of country music, like the Leuven Brothers or the Delmore Brothers who precede them, or getting into, like you said, the Andrews Sisters, harmony vocals, the four freshmen who influenced the Beach Boys so heavily. A very interesting era in music that oftentimes gets overlooked.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned the Beach Boys. Before we go back to the phones, Sarah, what do you got for us?
One of their best.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Song optimistic lyrics, just everything going on that one. And the vocals, it's a crime to talk over it, I know. But, boy, everything's going right with that one.
The Beach Boys, where was their influence?
Well, the Four Freshmen, my friend Brian Karthauser really made me aware that the Four Freshmen were huge as far as influencing Brian Wilson's vocal technique, or how he would organize his brothers and cousin and get that harmony sound, and Chuck Berry was huge also as far as their instrumental sound.
Yeah, and very interesting. Let's go to Jim in Milton next. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I think going up the country, canned heat. I defy anybody that when they hear that song, they don't turn it up.
Candy.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, they were big there. They had a short day there as far as the festivals in the late 60s and early 70s, and then they all weren't around after that. But going up the country, yeah, great song. They, how do you put it? They appropriated that song from a very old country recording, but they made it their own, that's for sure.
They made it their own, and they made a couple of bucks on it.
Oh, yeah, they did well. that may have been too much for them. But yeah, a very interesting band.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it. Well, Tim in Sturgeon Bay, let's go to you. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I have three instrumentals. You guys were talking about great vocals. Just these three instrumentals, Love is Blue by Paul Murat, Classical Gas by Mason Williams, and Popcorn by Hot Butter. Always, I think, a very uplifting.
Mason Williams, what an interesting guy. He was the one of the main producers on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour and a fine guitarist. And Mason Williams is just a very, very multi-talented guy. And the other two, Popcorn was one. I forget the other one. Oh, Paul Murat, Love is Blue. Yeah, interesting. Instrumentals just don't make the charts anymore. And they did for a while, even into the 60s and early 70s. But yeah, Classical Gas. You've got the acoustic guitar, and then you've got the orchestral background, and very impressive stuff.
Do we have Dave Brubeck? That's one without a vocal, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three to Get Ready. That's great. Always that lilting tempo, and it's just great. And then there's Paul Desmond. You just can't beat him. Just great.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Tom in Waukesha. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to comment. We haven't heard anything about any surf music yet, and things like the Aqua Velvets and Kashmir.
Okay, yeah, surf music. Well, Dick Dale was just in Milwaukee not too long ago, the king of surf guitar. And you've got the Shantays, and you've got Pipeline. And I don't know if you consider that true surf music, but you know, Back Up and Push and Pipeline and Wipeout, and that really kind of wet sound you get off of the reverb that comes in there. I'm thinking of Pipeline, especially on that. And, yeah, that's again, another really interesting, impressive, kind of a short-lived era as far as its peak, and that's one of the things that kind of got wiped out when the Beatles showed up. So many things started to diminish, and I think surf music instrumentals would be one of them.
Oh, interesting. How has music, I mean, you've thought a lot about this, like over the decades, what instruments or what influences really caused those kinds of changes you were just talking about?
Boy, that's a tough one. I guess I'd take the easy answer and say the Beatles were Elvis Presley, of course, and then the Beatles so tremendously important. Everybody started wanting to be the Beatles at that point. It's interesting now when you listen to the charts. It's something that you don't hear anymore. It's pretty much a straight-ahead guitar solo anymore. So things really come and go, and you'd think, you know, guitar solos, those are here forever. But as far as an instrumental break, it's either it'll far more often lean keyboard or techno or than just a straight-ahead, unadorned, or even a fuzz type of guitar solo. So things keep changing, but it's such a huge body right now. There's like the heavy metal world is huge. Motorhead's Ace of Spades is one I put on here as far as when I was reconsidering some of the material, as far as if you're in a bad mood and you want to punch it out with some really intense, you know, Motorhead's Ace of Spades, crank that really loud and it'll clear your head. But it's interesting It's a tough question because there's so many things going on at the same time right now, and I think that's healthy. Again, I live in the Milwaukee area. We have a lot of different types of bands coming through there, as you do in Madison, I know. So there's a lot of stuff out there.
Well, one guy that comes through Madison from time to time, Leon Redbone.
Oh, yeah.
And Joel in Lansing, Iowa's got something for us that might relate to Leon.
Yeah, guys, you've got some jazz classics that you're missed out on, and Leon is one of my favorites. Also, let's go back to the 20s with old classic jazz and Vic Spiderbeck.
Big Spiderback, Iowa boy, absolutely. I'll defend him every step of the way. Mississippi River Cat, Big Spiderback's cornet, not trumpet, cornet, absolutely important. Leon Redbone just hung it up a couple of years ago. I know that he was, he had that very, that's not, I'm not making fun of him, very specific vocal style, and he really had it down to a T. And I remember early on Bob Dylan complimented him highly, which is no mean feat. I know that Leon Redbone has retired from touring, but his, again, a remarkably specific type of sound, and he did it like nobody else. And again, he was absolutely going after that sound from the 20s and 30s and successful in it.
Really enjoyed it. And he played the last time, I think it was a few years ago, he played in Madison at a theater that's about a 5-minute walk from my house, which was like,
worked out
really well. Joel, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Oh, man, let's go to John in Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hey, Larry. What I wanted to put in for was 60s rhythm and blues. And I'm talking those singers that had those great horn sections behind them. Wilson Pickett, Eddie Floyd, Solomon Burke, Sam and Dave. Those horn sections, when I hit high school and I discovered that, that rocked my world.
Yeah, those are very... important bands, and again, that expensive band to have on the road. If you've got a horn section and maybe singers, that's a pricey band. A lot of the groups you just mentioned were on the Stax label and out of Memphis, but yeah, again, another specific sound and very uplifting. Those tunes are exciting, visceral. They'll get you going.
Yeah, thank you very much. And big bands. Well, I was thinking of Chicago.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I always figured that Chicago is kind of Midwest band made good. They really became huge. And their first, I mean, I'm prejudiced towards the first albums, of course, but 25 or 6 to 4 or any of those early Make Me Smile, Beginnings, Question 67 or 68. Those are great. I love that first album and the second one.
Yeah, and I can remember a good friend of mine was a first cousin to one of the band members from Chicago, and so we saw them play at a bar.
Oh, wow.
Here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 months later, they were playing at the Coliseum in Madison to a much larger audience. They just sort of went boom, and they hit it big with that first.
There are several bands out of Chicago. The Buckinghams kind of get overlooked, but they had three big hits. They never got to Chicago status, but that kind of horn band with good vocalists, Don't You Care, kind of a drag. It was, again, another very specific sound coming out of the Windy City.
Yeah, it was interesting after the Coliseum with seeing them play, but then seeing all the relatives behind stage. Oh, hi, Aunt Mabel. And, and they're... it was interesting. I always liked their sound.
Rock stars as real people.
Yeah, rock stars as real people.
Yeah, their sound. And again, Blood, Sweat, and Tears had it, and they had a brief run, but Chicago, I thought, really had it.
Yeah.
And I know that probably offends people. Again, back to Al Cooper. Al Cooper started Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and then they kind of kicked him out of his own band.
Dan in Marathon County, go to you. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, great show. One of the jewels of Wisconsin that I love is Big Top Chautauqua.
Yes.
And the entertainment they offer up there. And I was fortunate 2 years ago to see Chris Christopherson. He came out on stage with a guitar and harmonica and went for 2 hours, took a break in between at 80 years old. It was pretty impressive. And I just love that kind of music. The other guy that I just love to listen to from Illinois, and he's getting up there too, is John Prine. He's got a lot of great music that's been around forever, and it's just a joy to listen to that guitar work.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how... If you've got the talent and if you've got the ability to hold a room, one guy or woman with a guitar that's all he or she needs. And Kristofferson is that kind of talent. He can hold the place by himself for that amount of time. I forget what else we were seeing.
Oh, John Prine.
Oh, Prine, yeah. He just put out another a new album, something about forgiveness. And but Prine is still on the road. He's still putting out new music and still very much of a force to be considered.
Yeah. I was thinking when you mentioned just doing a one-man or one-woman show, I was thinking back to Bruce Springsteen. I saw him in Madison with one of his, just him, on the stage, and it was a magical night. He able to do it, really able to do it. And let's see, we've got Deborah in Milwaukee.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah. What's on your mind?
I didn't realize she had taken my name, so I thought I wouldn't be on. But I just think music is like, because it's a vibration, that's why it's so powerful. And I feel like music is a universal language, and if we're ever to have world peace, it'll be through music. And I listened to one of my latest favorite songs is by Roland Orzabal, Break It Down, it's called, and it's from Elemental, and that's the album. And he was in Tears for Fears. And when Kurt Smith left the band, Roland Orzabal put together something called Elemental. I just really like it. It helps me break things down.
Tears for Fears, that tune has got the feel of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I mean, that song is just, and it's one of those tunes where it's the end of the tune before it fades out, where they really hit their stride. The vocals are great, but that tune is just so, I put it on just kind of to hear the ending. And something else she was saying as far as music, it you know, it's the answer. It really is to so many problems, I think.
And thank you, Deborah. Cassandra in La Crosse, your turn. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, great show. I know other people have said that. It's putting a smile on my face just listening to all the music. I just wanted to bring in some more popular music. A lot of people haven't been, or more current popular music,
yeah.
I'm sorry, that people haven't been talking about. I think it kind of has a bad rap with just how music today is being produced and sold and advertised. So, but there's some really good ones out there. I mean, Alabama Shakes, Kelly Clarkson, Kendrick Lamar, even Mac Miller's new album is amazing. So there's a lot of really good current music as well that has a lot of, earlier we were talking about like the feeling and the meaning that the artist has behind it and how powerful that can be in translating to their music and other people.
You're making some really good points here, Cassandra.
I agree completely as far as it's easy to get lost in the past and start kind of drawing a line and not paying attention to new music, but I agree 100%. There's so much new music that's being produced that's really top flight. I thought for a while maybe we were in some kind of a downward slide a decade ago or something, but I think the music, creative music, new music, I think we're really at almost a renaissance, whatever you want to call it. I'm not worried about it right now. I think part of it may or may not be that so many artists are forced to be on the road to make a living, and so they're out there performing, and people are going to see them. They're on the internet, but as far as album sales, those are diminished, and I don't know if it's connected or not, but there's a lot of great new music being produced.
What do you think of Kelly Clarkson?
I think that she's been overlooked because of her, she was a contest winner,
yeah,
as far as the TV, and I think a lot of people dismissed her immediately because of that, but she is great. She's got some really powerful tunes. I have no problem with Kelly Clarkson, and she's got three or four tunes that are just top flight, I think.
Well, Cassandra, I appreciate your calling very much. Thank you so much. You know, Prince had some great songs. Prince, throw up a Prince song here for just a minute. Let's see what we got here. Sarah say, what? Why are you telling me to do this right on the last minute?
I Would Die for You, Let's Go Crazy, Wind Doves. You know, and the earlier stuff, too, as far as 1999 and before, I mean, right there.
I Would Die for You, yeah, right there.
And again, that's a short, you get it, he gets in there, hits it, and gets out, as far as what a great pop tune should be. You get in there, make your point, and that's it. And I Would Die for You, And again, Prince, of course, it's well recorded, well produced, amazing talent.
Well, pull that back up for just a second here. Our yeah, there we go. Pull it up. That's the way to end it. Tom Wilmoth, our guest today. Always great to have him with us, professor of English at Concordia University. He'll be back, and we'll talk with him again, I hope. You'll be back, won't you?
Anytime.
It's always a lot of fun. I wish we could just do this for another hour. But we can't do that. Tomorrow, we got lots of good things coming up tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.